cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and joining us, we have retired Army Chaplain Major Jim Lindsay. Hey, Jim.
Well, greetings, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, you're an hour late. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm an hour away. That's right. I moved to Kansas.
Oh.
But did you say
little time zone thing there?
Did you say I'm an hour late?
Yeah, you were supposed to have been here an hour ago.
Oh, this is... I apologize. I got goofed up on the time. Sorry about that.
Well, all right. We'll forgive you this one time. But no.
Thank you, sir.
So we got to tell folks that you were with us. You were with us quite a many times a few years back. We haven't seen you in a while. You were an Army chaplain, and now you're still a chaplain. But tell us, give us an update, because I understand that somebody gave you quite a gift.
Well, what do you mean by a gift?
How about a church building?
Yes, I am so elated that God has blessed Military Bible Association with a furnished church building with pews, chairs, sound system, the pulpit, the whole works, a kitchen, banquet room, multi-purpose room, 7 offices, 2 restrooms for the men and women. And I'm going to be opening this up very soon. I'm ordering a church sign, and I'll be calling it Coffeyville Worship Center. And it's right on the highway, 169 North, right into Coffeyville, greater visibility than any other church in all of Coffeyville. I can't believe it.
Well, praise the good Lord. You know, you made the military New Testament for the military for the in fact, I proofread it for you.
And yes, you did, and I appreciate that. You helped us greatly.
And what happened? We took because Abomination, when Abomination was in office, he had all the Bibles and all the Bible tracts removed. From the chaplains in all of our clinics out here, the VA hospitals and the VA's offices. So we took those. We got cases and cases of them from you, and we thank you so much. And we took them, and we put those New Testaments in those, and boy, they went like hotcakes. And
well, God bless you. I want to thank you for doing that. Boy, it's been a long time since you and I have been on the air together.
Yeah.
And boy, it's like coming home.
Well, we're good. We're glad to have you back. What are your plans now? You're going to open that church very soon. And so what else is going on with Major Jim Lindsay?
Well, we are still working in trying to raise funds for donating military Bibles to the troops. But you were one of our wonderful outlets to get these out there. Cynthia Martinez also helps us distribute them. But this is like no other military Bible. We have endorsements on the back from former Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Vern Clark, who's a wonderful Christian, former Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps General Charles C. Krulak, who's another wonderful Christian. He's Episcopalian. Former Vice Chief of Staff General Ralph E. Haynes, Jr., who's passed away back in 2010. But he was the very last commanding general for the Continental Army Command. That's when the whole United States Army had one command in the U.S., and he was the commanding general of it. And what he did after coming to the Lord, he went across America to most of the Army bases, giving his testimony. and telling senior leadership, you are the spiritual leaders of the United States Army. He didn't say the chaplains were, he said they were. And historically, that is correct. The commanders and the senior enlisted were the spiritual leaders in historic U.S. Army. But President Nixon ordered him to stop doing this, stop giving his testimony, and he refused. And he rightfully refused. And so to punish the Army and to punish him, Nixon divided up the Continental Army Command into regional commands so that no one commanding general would have so much power anymore. It's really disgraceful what Nixon did. But I liked Nixon for being a conservative, but I didn't like what he did about that. But we also have the endorsement of Rear Admiral Bennett Sparks from the Coast Guard, retired, and also Major General James L. Gardner. All of these were or are wonderful Christians. Admiral Sparks was Roman Catholic. We know sometimes they're not Christians, but sometimes Baptists aren't Christians.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, you've got them in every denomination where you've got people who aren't genuine. But these were genuine people who loved the Lord that endorsed our military Bible. And no other military Bible has this. And we have Founding Fathers' quotes on religious freedom, prayers of the presidents of the United States who prayed prayers. We quoted those prayers and some other wonderful leadership tools. But so I'm still working with Military Bible Association and getting ready to open up this church here in Coffeyville and working with other church leaders here in networking and praying for revival across the land and praying for our border, praying for the major issues that are facing America, because we're at a turning point of no return if we cannot get this next election under control and get our border security under control, because these really are national security issues.
They are national security issue, but you know what? You know, until we stop the killing of the children, you know, the very first command that God gave man was to be fruitful and multiply. And then he tells you this. He gives man dominion over the environment, but he keeps dominion of man for himself. And he makes it clear that whoever destroys his image have transgressed his dominion. And in this country, it's murdered over 160 million of its own children. You know how he dealt with Israel and the heathen nations for sacrificing their children. And so we're standing in the shadow of a holy, a just, and a very angry God. In fact, he says that he is angry with the wicked every day, every day. And all of those that hate God love death. And so America, and here now, you know, you've got the entire platform, the Democratic Communist Party, and they're satanic to the core. And virtually now within that party, more and more of them are turning to Satanism as their religion, as their church, okay? And so now here they're running. Their number one issue, they said it's going to be on their platform, is abortion. That's their number one issue, killing babies. That is a sick, sick party, a very wicked, a very evil, an ungodly party. And so that's where we got to stop. We got to stop that. But you're right. The only way we have to take our country back, don't we?
Well, yeah. And what there are different purposes for the invasion, and it is a military invasion of our country, because you've got now 50,000.
Chinese nationals.
Chinese troops.
These are
troops.
They're plainclothes soldiers. Plainclothes soldiers, yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you've got terrorists from other parts of the world, but mainly the Chinese are here, and they're forming their cell groups, and they have their smart bombs that they bring over the border with them, and that's what this is all about. And they're ready to take over America and blow up our infrastructure and planting these smart bombs all across America They now are in control of our grid. I've just read this. They've got control of our grid. They've got control of our water systems, and they are ready to poison all of our water systems to en masse slaughter Americans after putting up the grid where we're starving, and then they poison the waterways, all of them. They're all planted. They're all ready to go. So we need to pray. And one of the other reasons why the borders are open is to bring millions of children over to continue the pedophilia, the child sexual scandals, and I forgot the name of the chemicals that they extract from.
Fentanyl.
Well, that too, but what the chemicals they extract from children when they torture them, and then they ingest those chemicals from children. And it's doing something to, I think, making adults younger or something. I forgot the name of that chemical.
It's like adrenal.
Yeah. But that's why they're bringing the children over.
Yeah, I know that. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, they're doing it since they're sacrificing. We've been trying to tell this, and I try to tell people, even before Joe Biden was elected, we were telling people, look, I sat and I listened to Chinese generals telling a large group of college university, literally a thousand of university students, that we own the people in the highest offices in America. We own them, okay? And here, this is Joe Biden, and they laughed. They actually, and the Chinese students applauded. They own the Biden crime cartel, lock, stock, and barrel.
I saw the footage of it.
Yeah.
And somebody leaked the footage. That was atrocious. We have to wake up. And the thing is, Biden and so many other politicians, I think Swalwell, I think Mitch McConnell, certainly Dianne Feinstein, these people, and Gavin Newsom, I believe, and many more, are bribed to give our country away, sell our country out from under us.
Absolutely.
And people are doing nothing.
Because people, we don't have a Justice Department. One thing Obama did, you got to give him credit in his evil, in his sinister. Of course, he was getting his instructions from George Soros, and he was telling him, you know, this is how we're going to work this thing. And remember, Joe, oh, by the way, did you know that Pastor Joe Larson's with us here tonight? Say hi to Joe.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Jim. Welcome aboard.
I'm so glad to speak to you again. Well, it's been since 2005 or so since we were on the air together so many times.
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah,
yeah, it's been a while.
I'm getting old enough that I can't remember the difference between 2010 and 2004.
We want to, but what we're telling you here is this: that we were telling people and warning people back there that every day, remember, for the 8 years Obama was in office, what did I say, Joe? Do you see what he's doing now?
See what he's doing now, and sometimes it was almost daily. It was at least once or twice a week, and sometimes daily.
He purged 11 four-star generals, 260 flag officers, okay? He purged them. Everyone who was a patriot, God, country, and family, he purged from the military. He replaced them with bootlickers, okay? And then he started
He started replacing all of the senior bureaucrats all over the different departments with political hacks, took away, you know, career people and put in, you know, political,
In the NSA, in the CIA, in the FBI, he replaced
education, transfer, you name it. He did it everywhere, and then he started arming all those people, giving out firearms and licenses to everybody in the IRS and to the Department of Education, Department of Transportation. I mean, he was creating a civilian army.
Yeah, and that's what we were warning people. Do you see what he's doing? So when he got control of the Department of Justice, this is why you have guys like Jim Jordan, and Matt Gaetz and Josh Hawley and other, they're trying to, you know, they have these hearings and they bring these people in and they sit and they lie. And they lie right before Congress. We've seen time, this Mariorkas. We've seen Mariorkas lie openly time and time again before Congress. We've seen Chris Ray sit there and lie before Congress. And, of course, you know, Chauf, what's his name? You know, I'm thinking of the one that started this whole COVID thing.
Fauci.
We've seen him sit there and lie and lie and lie before Congress. But we don't have a DOJ. Merrick Garland is simply, he's simply a part, the DOJ is simply a part of the Communist Party. And
if we lied in Congress, we'd be in the loose cow.
Right. Just like a number of the Republicans that went for doing hardly anything.
In jail,
Because
Mayorkas is not even an American. He's from Cuba. He's a national Cuban. He's not even from here.
Yeah, and he sits there. He'll take a beating there, and he'll sit there, and he'll lie. He'll tell you that the border is secure as you're watching. Well, they say, in fact, it just came out today that they believe the actual count since Biden's been in his office is closer to 15 million have come across the border. And so,
that's correct. He signed a proclamation that ordered an end to construction of President Donald Trump's southern border wall right after he was sworn in.
Yep.
And he stated that the reason was the wall was a waste of money that diverts attention from genuine threats to our homeland security. this proves he is not on our side at all. I've got a report here from General Michael Flynn talking all about it. And he said Biden had sworn the president's constitutionally prescribed oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And within hours, he had flung open the nation's border walls to all corners. And he was announcing that his mission was to fundamentally transform the United States. He was declaring that the Trump years were over and the revolutionaries were back in charge. The establishment media had attacked Trump for spending $11 billion to put barriers up along 50 miles of southern border, but the corrupt media thought nothing of spending more than 10 times that to defend Ukraine and its borders. And the House GOP now estimates the annual cost of the Biden open border will be $450 billion in caring for illegal aliens every year.
Well, now they're trying to get Congress to vote. The corrupt rhino, the rhino Republicans, are trying to push this border, what they call protection bill that they have, which has got nothing to do. It's completely, it'll do nothing but damage. And there's no necessity, there's no reason. Now, first of all, you see, the way it works, when you give a lot of money to Ukraine, now they want to give billions of dollars to Ukraine. Let me tell you what happens every single time money gets kicked back to the crime cartels here, like the Biden crime family. It happens every single time. When he gave $7 billion to Iran, when Obama gave plane loads of cash, don't you think that he's just saying, well, I'm just going to give you the American cash. That money goes back, and it goes into offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and other places. And if you notice something, that when Obama came out of the White House, he was 20 times richer than when he went in.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? I don't think his salary.
A few months, right?
Yep.
It took a few months to report it, but how do you do that? The president doesn't make that much. Most American CEOs and small companies make more than he does. So, kind of interesting, isn't it?
when you leave Afghanistan and you say, look, I'm going to leave $85 billion worth of military equipment there, okay? Now, I don't expect a lot in return. I don't expect a lot, but you can. There should be something put in my offshore accounts there. You know, I'm giving you $85 billion, you know. I'll be satisfied with $100 million, okay? And this is what happens. And, of course, old Hillary's there. She is keeping the books. She knows who gets what. She's going to make sure she gets her share. So why do people like Chris Ray and Merrick Garland, why do they bend over backwards to protect Hillary? Is it because they love old Hill? I don't think so. What does the Bible
they
say?
Got the goods. Way back years ago, we talked about how they got into the FBI, the Clintons, got all kinds of documents from the FBI on the sexual proclivity and gambling and drinking of all these different senators and Congress critters. So she's got the goods on people.
Yep.
Well, she does. And what they do is on Embassy Row, they have these wild parties, and all these top brass and people like who are in charge of various agencies and many of the politicians, they come to these parties and they are drugged and they don't know they're being drugged. And then they strip their clothes and they commit indecent acts with one another and with children, and photos are taken and they don't know what they're doing. And then their clothes are put back on them by other people, and then when it comes time to do what they're told to do, they're shown the file with their pictures and what they did, and they're blackmailed. That's what happens.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or some news. I was just going to say, you guys were talking about Mayorkas, and today the House committee voted 8-4 to send the impeachment to the full chamber, and they're saying they could vote as early as tomorrow on impeaching him. So tomorrow might be interesting.
So if he gets impeached, will he get removed? You see,
good question. That's the question of the day. Will they even bother to remove him?
Impeachment only means you're being questioned. You're being like put on trial. It doesn't mean being removed.
Right. It means like you're like a grand jury indicts you, but it's not an actual trial yet.
No.
It's not even an indictment. They are
no, true, yeah. But it's more like that than anything. They say you're guilty, but there has to be the DOJ's got to come in or something, which they won't.
No, they won't.
You could be impeached and not even declared guilty, but hopefully it would lead to being declared guilty and indicted. Hopefully that's what it'll lead to.
Yeah, but what's going to happen? You think that Merrick Garland is going to prosecute? There ain't no way in the world he will.
No, he's not. No way.
And the Senate isn't going to have an impeachment trial. They won't do it because the Dems control the Senate, so no impeachment trial there. So,
and see,
there you have it.
When they're blackmailed, when they're paid off by the Chinese, and the Chinese have millions of their agents at top levels in every single government agency and many of our corporations. But when they are paid by the Chinese National Party, the Chinese Communist Party, to do as told, and if they do not, then they are knocked off. So they're not going to do justice. They will do as told no matter what.
We've been telling
people. Until the American people remove them.
We've been telling people, Jim, we've been showing them that every time the Chinese buy more property, and they're buying property, they're the second largest landowner in America. Bill Gates is actually the largest landowner in America. He's bought up all as many small farms as he can buy up. Okay, he's trying to control the food.
Well, right by Coffeyville, 2 miles south of Coffeyville, right in Oklahoma, where we're on the border, the Chinese Communist Party owns a lot of land where they're growing drugs, marijuana.
Oh, yeah. And so not only that, but did you know that the Chinese in New York City and other cities actually have their own police department?
Yes. They have their own police offices. And also with the land that they own across America, what they are doing is they are building their walled compounds 10 minutes from various, from about, their goal is to build these walled compounds 10 miles from every major airport, and they will have their own hospitals, schools, water systems, and they will bring national Chinese over there to start manufacturing their own goods so they don't have to transport them over here. And when they give birth to their own babies in these walled compounds, and these will be called free enterprise zones, no taxation, and when they have babies there in their own walled cities, they walk out the doors when they're 18 and they're automatically American citizens because they're 18 and they were born here.
Yeah. And so there you go. Yeah, and they do that. So, they send a lot of their pregnant women over here to give birth. They give birth over here, and often then they'll go back to China, but most of them stay right here.
And they make friends with our mayors of various cities, like their first compound they want to build in Idaho. And there's a media blackout on why.
Do we lose him? Uh-oh.
Sounds like it just got cut off, yeah.
Are you there still?
We don't know what progress they've made on all these walled cities, but their goal was to build almost 300 of these.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And now with 15 million people coming from over the border, about 5,000 of them, at least 5,000 of them, are military-aged Chinese men.
No, that's 50,000, John. That is 50,000 right now.
Well, true, but I'm estimating about overall there are about 5 million of the 15 million that are fighting-age men from China and other countries.
Yeah.
So there are more than 50,000 here ready to bear arms and cause havoc across America.
Well, you put that at the same time, you've got well over 100 radical Islamic military bases where they're training jihadists. And we've known that for a long time. We actually sent out CDs or DVDs showing where they were and confronting them. So all of that's going on, and why? Well, because the FBI now belongs to the Democratic Communist Party. They're no longer the same organization that used to go out and fight the communists. Now they become the communist.
Right.
And we try to tell people all of this was happening all along.
And all these generals and admirals that Obama replaced before he left office, their purpose is to cause mutiny and defy any president of the United States in the future if they are still in their power positions in the military and the Pentagon. So when Trump came into office, he didn't know who was who. And then you get General Milley, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
A traitor.
A traitor. Nobody knew what he was going to do and how he was going to defy Trump. And on national television, tell Trump in front of the whole world, I'm not going to do that, when he was ordered by Trump to take care of the insurrections across America.
He committed high treason, but we couldn't But Trump couldn't do anything about him because of you. One, he was out of office by this time, and two, and he didn't. Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. He is still the legitimate president.
Yes, and he's wisened up to what's going on, and he knows how to get rid of these generals and admirals if they're still in power, and any of the other officers. He knows how. It can be done very, very quickly. All he has to do is give the order, and the deputies of these communist leaders in the military and Pentagon can be commissioned by Donald Trump to arrest their leader, their commanding generals and whoever they are, and admirals, and rear admirals and colonels just give the order for them to be arrested.
And all right, hang tight. We're going to be back right after this.
All right.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got why. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got. Liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Like an angel.
Talk like a Christian, but I got why. You're a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. 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 Boy, it's been so long since I made that song. I really forgot about it.
I love it. You sing great.
We put out thousands and thousands of those CDs. And for the folks out there listening, that song, we have some of the best ones you can only get here. And we ask a donation of $25 or more for one of those CDs. And if you're destitute and you can't do $25, let us know. And we've given a lot of them away. But, that's one of those songs I forget all about. We've done so many out there. I should have. If I was to do that today, I would have put down, you're a Democrat in disguise. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would be fitting. Or you're a communist, in disguise.
Yeah, that's,
communist would be, I think, better, more appropriate.
Yep, absolutely. You know what, Biden's not all bad, they say. Here's why. Biden dishes out $200,000 to teach men to sound like women. What you say? Well, the National Institutes of Health approved a grant in November for $200,000 to create an app that helps men who identify as transgender sound like women. All they have to do is wear real tight underwear, huh? Okay.
But I wonder if he even knows what's going on. I believe he is drugged. I think he is drugged, and therefore Obama can still be running the White House and dictating policy. I think somehow Biden is drugged and doped up, and he does what is told. And when he's in front of people and he doesn't know which way to get off stage, I think it's because he's on drugs and he doesn't know what's going on.
Well, he started out with a very first article tonight that we talked about was a picture of him, and he was in Michigan, and he went and he was in this like a town hall type thing, and he was wandering from table to table, and nobody was paying any attention to him. You know, they were looking like, who's this who's this old man here? Because he was now, they do have drugs that they can give him, but I think the more he uses them, the less they work. But they can give him where he can get his mind back and have clarity for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I believe that Dr. Jill's job is to actually do the drugging.
Yeah, I do too.
I think she's paid. That's her role. Drug him up, do what she's told, do her part.
You're right.
No one's closer to him than her. And that's why she's a doctor, and that's just my own theory, and I have reasons for
that. Well, she's a doctor of education. She's not a doctor. She's got a doctorate in teaching.
Well, they throw her doctor degree around to justify her doing whatever she wants to do or whatever she's blackmailed to do.
Well, she likes being first lady, too. I think you got it. I think she enjoys the title and prestige of being first lady.
Hey, do you know what?
And when,
go ahead.
She's called Dr. Jill, no one specifies it's a doctorate of education, and people think it's a medical doctorate.
Well, you know, first of all, she was seeing Biden when she was married, her husband. Her husband owned a big restaurant. We had one of the fellows that we had on the radio program here actually did some work in that restaurant. He was, you know, where they serve the beer and things like that. He actually was doing some work, and he got to know her husband, and her husband told him then that his wife was committing adultery with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's brother showed up and told him, if you're smart, you'll do nothing about it. In fact, you'll give her a divorce, and if you have a problem giving her the house or whatever she wants, then it wouldn't be a smart idea. The smart thing is just to give her whatever she wants. And then all of a sudden he gets a visit by IRS agents, okay? And then they start auditing him, the harassment. And that's that's the kind of woman she was. And even today, they call her a hot wife. Have you ever noticed she kisses all these men, walks up and kisses them on the lips? And, I mean, she really kisses them, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, adulterers.
Yeah. So there you go. Now listen to this. You know what? The CNN anchors momentarily silent after they learn why the migrant gangs don't stay in Florida. And the reason they did the program, and you had one of the, well, let me just read. CNN anchors were momentarily silent after Friday, after learning the migrant gangs run criminal operations in New York City. When they retreat to Florida, they return to New York because they don't face any jail time. In Florida, you go to jail for committing a crime. And so they just go there to rest, you know, to vacation. Then they go back to work because it's illegal to commit crimes in Florida. But in New York,
that story came from the CNN law enforcement analyst John Miller, and so it didn't come from an outside conservative. It came from CNN's own law enforcement analyst. I find that even more appropriate and funny.
Can you imagine that, going to a place where they prosecute you for crime?
Like they do around here in Missouri. Around here you get prosecuted, put in jail for that stuff. Yep, real quick.
Well, now, in New York, you only get prosecuted if you're a Christian or a Republican, or if you're like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
right.
Or if you're a Christian conservative Republican, that's even worse.
Yeah, well, you know,
right.
You know, in some courtrooms now, that the judges are not allowed to bring the verdict out. In other words, before there's a trial, in some places, they're not allowed to say that that person's guilty before he's at his trial. Now, that's not the case in New York. In New York and D.C., both Judges Chunkin and that squirrely fella in New York both came out and said that Trump was guilty even before he had a trial.
Well, that's what the Colorado Supreme Court said. Oh, he's guilty. We've got to take him off the ballot. Well,
yeah.
They too. They're not the jury and the judge and the prosecutor.
Yeah. Well, you know, guess what? I got a feeling. See, here's the way it goes, Jim. There are many more red states than there are blue states. And there's a whole lot of red state governors that says if for every state that Trump has taken off the ballot, they'll take Biden off the ballot. Okay. And so there's more red states than there are blue. And if they took Biden off the ballots in all the red states, well, he wouldn't win much, would he?
Well, regrettably, it only takes about three blue states to win the presidency.
Well, you have California.
I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, I know.
Exaggerating, but California, New York, Pennsylvania, you know, a few of those, and it's done.
Well, it's kind of supernatural because they can actually have more people voting than actually live in the state. And,
yeah.
You know, and not only that, but in California, New York, and Chicago, you don't even have to be a living resident. You could have died 100 years ago and still vote, okay?
And that's what happened. That's how they stole the 2020 election. All the dead people voted. You talk about miracles, well, that's one.
Yeah. I think, where was it? I'm trying to think of what state it was now. But you had 900 people had the same home address, the same house as an address. 900 people. And, of course, now in they found out there in Georgia, there was like 300,000 illegal ballots, okay? And, you know, but here's the thing. It's like, we in the media really believe you people out there are stupid, okay? Because we let you watch us flip that vote about midnight on the voting night, election night. I sat and watched that, and I watched them flip it right before my eyes.
And I so did too.
And the next day I called a bunch of people and asked them, did you see that? And many of them said, yeah, I saw that. And so, but, you know, they're telling us, who are you going to believe, us and the lamestream media or your lying eyes, right?
That's right.
That was one of what Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, used to always say. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? That was his favorite statement. And so, I guess
yeah,
what?
I guess I'm going to believe my lying eye, my unlying eyes, yeah. That, oh, boy. It can't get any crazier. These liberals, I mean, you know, logic, common sense, truth does not exist in that world.
But I have a feeling that Donald Trump and whoever are the forces behind him have gotten a handle on the election machinery, the electronic voting machines, the whole apparatus. And, he is actually stating publicly that the next election will be fair. They've gotten control of it. I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying these kinds of things over and over that they're going to make sure that it's a fair election. I think he did it. I think, or is doing it. I think there's going to be a fair election, or I'm hoping, I'm really hoping. But I wouldn't be surprised if he actually does get control over this whole thing.
We're going to be alerting people, and from now on until November, to keep their eyes open. We're going to be alerting people, you know, when they go to the polls, like what they did in Michigan. I watched them as they boarded up the windows and they threw all the Republicans out, the poll watchers, all of them. Then I watched a truck pull up, a box truck, and on the back of that truck it had about, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands. On the boxes, it said Biden ballots. Right on the box, Biden ballots.
Oh, my goodness.
And so So you watched all of that stuff happening, and it's like, well, you know, they're so blatant that it's unbelievable that the corruption is so great. So we'll see what happens, but we're going to tell people to keep – it's going to be harder for them this time, much harder. We have to go back to one-day voting. Voting where you go in like before when it worked, okay? And in fact, you know, if we don't, with all of these mail-in ballots, there's
paper
no way.
Paper ballots.
Yeah.
Trump is promising paper ballots in the future and one-day voting and voter ID.
Yep, that's what we got to have. We got to go back to that. We're coming up to, yeah.
Yeah, I hope that we can have that in 2024, but at least after if he gets in, he's going to make sure that we have that. How can he make this happen in 2024? I don't know. I don't think he can.
Well, here's what's happening. No, I don't think he can either. But Trump has learned a lot, okay? And in that time... Trump's not alone. The American people, you know, we're all feeling this. You know, those generals that Obama purged, many of them are still alive, and there's an underground military, another military, and that have connections. So I think if Biden tries to declare martial law, and I think if there comes a civil war in this country, I think the military will eventually go all back to the American people. They're not going to want to fight against our own people. That's my opinion. That's one of the reasons that Joe Obama's got 50,000 Chinese national troops in this country.
Well, when Obama was in the White House, he had a personal army, I think of 2,000 soldiers right around Washington, D.C., that was termed his personal army, who were under his direct orders, like he was the commanding general. So I think Biden has even a greater number now. Not that he's in charge, but I think Obama really is, in cooperation with the Chinese Communist Party. But you're right, they've got a bigger force now.
Obama virtually told you what he did. He virtually said if he could, the next time he would run for president, he would be in his basement, and he would have a microphone in the air, and he would be instructing the person in the White House. He said that. I heard him say that. In other words, they like to tell you what they're going to do. It's in your face to see if you figured it out. How much time do I have, Ken? You've got 5 minutes, Jim, to give an invitation. We have 5 minutes. Can you give an invitation? Tell the folks how they can avoid that lake of fire and get to heaven in 5 minutes.
Yes. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And for with the mouth the heart confesses, and you receive Christ, you are saved through that confession of Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man opens that door, behold, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." And I encourage you who are listening, if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you've never asked him into your heart, pray the sinner's prayer. Ask him into your heart. Pray, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner. I've made mistakes, and I want to change. I want to turn around. I want to get rid of all the sins and this baggage of sin in my life. I want the devil out of my life. I want the bad people out of my life. I want the drugs, the sex, the perversion, all this junk I want out of my life. God, save me and deliver me in Jesus' name. Come into my heart, I ask, and forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen."
Amen. If the folks out there listening out there tonight, I hope you said that prayer. And if you did, we'd sure like to hear from you. That's one of the reasons we like sending out the newsletters so much, as we get back return addresses, envelopes. People send us back letters. They write us little letters, and it's very, very encouraging. Believe me, sometimes we really need your encouragement, because you don't know what kind of attacks we're under all the time. The death cult out there, the dirt state they don't care for us much at all. The one thing they hate is the truth. They really hate the truth, and we try to get that out. And that's why it's so good. So I encourage all of you, if you don't get the newsletter, that you can go to our website, wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. And you can see our address up there. Or our address is simple. I mean, I can give it to you. Just write us. But we need a very clear name and address, and sometimes it even helps of a phone number, just in case we have a question. And if you just send that to WRWL, that's all you have to put down, WRWL 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, and that's Newbury, 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 Ohio, 44065. That's Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And the newsletter is free. It doesn't cost you anything. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, you get a lot of information. And, Joe, we get back so many really good responses from our newsletter.
We sure do. And we just hope more and more people. But, you know, when you get a newsletter like I do, you make copies, hand them out to friends, neighbors, family, church, and so for everyone, you know, if you hand it out to 20 other people, that we reach a lot of people with very little money.
Yeah, we do, and so yeah, and folks, again, like I said, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," and which we're trying to, like we've done for 50 years. It's been one half a century. We have been telling you things that you need to know. In fact, one of the things that's happening out there right now is there's a whole lot of opposition from the left now for homeschoolers, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But they're really, and they're claiming that the reason that more people are pulling their children out of the public school system is because of homeschoolers. Here in Ohio, fellas, I'll tell you this very quickly. They want to pass legislation to pay children to go to school, to pay them to go to the public school. And the state legislators that we're talking about this saying, how are they going to learn which bathrooms to use or which gender they are if they don't even come to school? You see, folks, when I grew up, well, we knew which bathroom to use and which gender we were. We never had to even be told that, okay? But anyhow,
well, you didn't learn about all those different pronouns that, you know, they have nowadays. There are, what, 50 different categories of transgender gobbledygook you have to learn? I mean, gee, you'd have to go to school to learn all that garbage.
Okay, well, you don't think, well, we are out of time. Jim, I want to thank you for being here with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great honor. Good to talk to both of you.
You'll have to come back and sit in with us more often. And,
I'd like to. I accept. You just tell me when. I'll show up, and I'll do it on time.
All righty.
We'll take that as a threat, Jim.
All righty. Well, we're at that time where every night at this time we say good night. So say good night. Say God bless.
God bless.
And then, bless you all.
And then say always.
Keep.
Fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.